Blog Talk Radio.
The images of frat houses, sorority parties, and step shows from Spike Lee's movie School Days only tell a small part of what African-American sororities do in communities of color across the United States. Unlike white fraternal organizations who concentrate most of their activities during college years, black fraternal organizations are active members of the community and are civically involved throughout adulthood. Today we're going to talk to two leaders of Delta Sigma Theta sorority and learn more about Delta Day at the State House, an annual legislative conference replicated across the United States. Past chapter presidents Natalie Carithers Utley and Gloria Coney highlight this month's Delta Day at Massachusetts State House, hosted by State Representative Gloria Fox. Today, actually, is also going to be Delta Day in Rhode Island, also convening on the same theme. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Welcome to the show. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. We are delighted that you're joining us today. We are going to have a dynamite show talking about and hopefully dispelling some of the myths that you have about black sororities and also black fraternities. Before we get to that, I'm excited because our cruise is going to happen. The cruise will definitely happen April 13th to the 20th, 2013. You have little less than a year to prepare, save your money, and join us on the high seas when we learn more about these wonderful Caribbean islands that we're going to visit, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and St. Kitts. On board the Celebrity Series Reflections ship, that's going to be a brand new ship that will launch later on this year, will be Dr. Ada McKenzie. She has a doctorate from the University of Massachusetts. She teaches at the College of the Bahamas. Her dad is from Jamaica, and she is becoming a leading expert on Caribbean culture and the various islands that populate that wonderful part of the world. So come with us. It's an 8-day, 7-night tour. It's going to be fabulous. You'll diet now because you're going to eat like crazy on the ship. There's shopping on the ship, obviously visiting the islands, learning more about the Multicultural Symposium Series, and just really having a great time where you learn and travel at the same time. That's what I think Cultural Dynamics and Multicultural Symposium Series really should be about. It's about learning, having fun with each other, socializing, and doing it in the spirit so that we can obviously expand the cultural bridge and widen that network of people who are either very close to us, who live close to us, or who live thousands of miles away. The Multicultural Travel Series has begun, and our inaugural adventure will be this 8-day, 7-night Caribbean cruise that will take place next year. We are excited about it, and we invite you to go. There's also the webinar series that is part of our members-only session. We had a wonderful session earlier this week on Leadership Dynamics, Multicultural Steps for Success. That will be archived and uploaded on the website on probably the weekend, this weekend, so the members of the symposium series can go in and listen to it. That's, again, the beauty of all of this in terms of technology. You can always listen to this particular radio program, and you can listen to the webinar series as a member of the Multicultural Symposium Series. So check it all out at www.mssconnect.com, mssconnect.com, and you can learn more about the cruise, the webinar series, the Multicultural Symposium events that we have every month, my speaking and training services, and ways that you can become more adept to the world, more connected to the world through multicultural issues, diversity, and inclusion. Well, I'm excited because I have wonderful friends and women friends that I've known for 20-plus years through Delta Sigma Theta sorority, and we're just going to sort of debunk some myths. I'm going to bring them on now, and we'll start that, and then we do want to talk about the Delta Days at the State House. That was actually held yesterday at the State House in Massachusetts, and tonight I'm going to, shortly after this program ends, I'm going to get into my red outfit and then go down to Rhode Island, where the Rhode Island Delta members of the Providence Alumni Chapter are going to have their Delta Day activity at their State House. So I'll have a chance to learn about the issues of Rhode Island, as we learned yesterday about the issues pertaining to Massachusetts. Want to make sure, is Gloria on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. We have former chapter presidents, and now they are part of respected different members of different chapters, but we all work together when it comes to Delta Days and other Delta activities. Gloria Coney and also Natalie Carithers Utley. Hello, my sorors. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good afternoon, Carol.
Glad to have both of you. Now, take us through really quickly, because so many of our listeners just have either a stereotypic perspective of what a sorority is like Delta, or they're thinking that, you know, they've seen school days and they know how we have step shows and we have parties and all that stuff. But what beyond that, beyond the step shows and beyond the parties, what is Delta Sigma Theta all about? Gloria, why don't you start us off?
I was going to let Natalie start us off.
Oh, okay. Well, Natalie, take us away.
Well, I'll just say that social action is my pet peeve. Mm-hmm. And my reason for becoming a Delta as an adult, as an alumni, was to be connected with a large group of women of color, African-American women around the world, not just in Massachusetts or United States, but around the world, because in numbers, I know we can turn things around, we can change things, and that's what I'm about, and that's why Delta is so important to me.
All right. Natalie, what are your thoughts?
Well, Delta, one thing you failed to mention, we're coming up on our centennial.
That's
in
right.
2013.
Right.
So it's been 100 years of community service. Mm-hmm. And when we debunk things that are going on in other fraternities and sororities, we have to look at each one, and Delta's mission statement reads as follows. Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated is an organization of college-educated women committed to the constructive development of its members and to public service with a primary focus on the black community. And that is what we do. College chapters usually are known for that, the stepping and the parties and such.
Right, right.
But
and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's
nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's just a matter of us helping our audience and listeners to understand that beyond that, those social dynamics, we have an awful lot of other program issues that are near and dear to our hearts, especially when you're our age, you know, when you're over 25, should I say.
Yeah.
For all three of us.
And we do need to be fair. The colleges are known for the stepping and partying, but those stories do some really heavy lifting.
Yes.
Natalie, what was, I can't remember what chapter, but all around the Martin issue, with the brother, the kid being killed. And
Trayvon Martin.
It was one of our college chapters that did a fantastic expose on that.
Correct.
That's right. And in Massachusetts, we have, we have Boston alumni, we have South Middlesex County alumni, Norfolk Plymouth area county alumni, we have Providence alumni in Rhode Island and Springfield. We have a Springfield alumni chapter, and the collegiate chapter you were referring to is in the Springfield area, and they're called Pi Iota, and they cover, they're a citywide college campus that encompasses the Springfield area. We also, in Boston, we have Xi Tau chapter that covers the Cambridge area. And we have the IOTA chapter, which is the oldest collegiate chapter. They're over 65 years old, and they encompass the Boston area colleges.
In Rhode Island, there's Lambda Pi, I believe.
Lambda Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So these are the chapters, and Delta has a specific, like the mission I already stated, but we are mandated to follow a 5-point thrust to address these issues within the communities which we serve, and that's economic development, educational development, international awareness and involvement, physical and mental health, and political awareness and involvement. So our thrust, what we are mandated to do, cover these areas, whether you're a collegiate chapter or an alumni chapter.
And with that said, yesterday, and again, this is being replicated all over the United States, we have what is known as Delta Day at the State House. And it is a version of a legislative conference that was started almost 30 years ago, close to 30 years ago, in Washington, D.C., with Delta Days at the nation's capital, where all of the collegiate and alumni chapters of Delta come together for a 4-day legislative conference that takes place at a hotel in Washington, D.C. Over 1,000 sorors, I think we were over 1,100 this year, sorors come, and we learn about the specific legislative issues. We talk with our congressmen. We talk with our senators. We take a wonderful picture on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. So from Saturday until Tuesday, every February or March, whenever it is going to be held, we specifically talk about the issues germane to our communities. That now has been changed, and it has morphed into Delta Days at the State House, so that where there are chapters, Delta chapters, there is a State House event that takes place either in one particular location, either the State House, or if the chapters are geographically dispersed, as they are here in Massachusetts. The Springfield Alumni Chapter that Soror Natalie Carruthers just talked about, they already had a vigil that was pertained to Trayvon Martin. So they've already had their State House event. And then the other Eastern chapters got together for Delta Days at the State House yesterday, thanks to Representative Gloria Fox. Have to give her a big, big shout-out.
Yes.
Because of her, that's why we have full access to the State House. So real quickly, both Gloria and Natalie, to walk us through what happened yesterday. Gloria, let me start with you, and then, Natalie, you take over.
Okay. It was a very interesting day. In some ways, it was a walk down memory lane with Representative Fox reminding us of the past and the stances that we've taken and then where we have to move for the future. And I'll just point out, I know, and then Natalie, you'll probably talk about the individual speech, but I have to take off my hat to Deltas. We learned yesterday from the state rep that it was the Deltas throughout the state of Massachusetts that always showed up for a hearing when it was time to testify around the redistricting. We were thanked, and I just felt so good to know that in our red, we went out and we were noticed and we stepped forward.
So and true. What else, you know, is not unique, but maybe it is for black organizations, that our State House knows when Delta Day is here and the women in red come through there, our senators and representatives know it, and they come and they welcome us. They actually come to us and welcome us and thank us for the work that we do. Because we do educate and we do set the stage for people to come to the State House. As Representative Fox says, it is our house. We can come in that house anytime we want to, and we need to come and let our voices be heard.
And just to give our listeners a sense of what happened, just an overview of that day, we had time as Deltas in the morning to go and visit our representatives. In fact, the South Middlesex chapter had an arranged meeting with their representatives. So they were in his office, I believe, around 9 a.m., talking about issues specific to the Framingham, Massachusetts area. And then the rest of us, as I did, went to our respective legislators' offices, either met with staff members or just literally, as I did, walked in, reacquainted myself with the staff person who I had met last year. She remembered Delta Days, gave her our program and information about what was taking place yesterday, and did the same thing for my other representative. So it was as formal as that, or it was an actual specific meeting. In the past, we have actually taken our sorors on a tour of the state capitol from the governor's office throughout the entire building. There are tours that you can take. And let me just say that every state office in the United States is free. It is, as Gloria Fox so eloquently says, it's the people's house. So you literally can walk in there any time of the day during the business hours and just walk around and meet people and learn more about it. So you don't have to have a formal program as we did, but it certainly makes a difference, as Gloria has said, when you walk up in red and people know, oh, those are the Deltas, the security guards. They say, oh, yeah, you want to be in XYZ room, because that's where the Deltas are. It really is a real sense of pride. And then we had lunch. We had a nice lunch thanks to the Haley House. And then from 2 until 4 o'clock, we had a fabulous program. The program theme was Justice and Equality, Women's Health Care, and Economic Development. Our speakers were Lula Christopher, who was head of the Black Women's Initiative, also Marilyn Anderson Chase, who is on the governor's team in terms of children and family issues. She is an assistant secretary for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And also Dr. Karen Wingfield, a fabulous radiologist-oncologist, only one of two Black radiologist-oncologists in Massachusetts, and she's the only one at Mass General Hospital.
New England, Carol.
New England, absolutely, one of two in New England, and the only one at Mass General Hospital. They delivered some powerful presentations just about the issues and the impact of health issues related to African-American women, made themselves available, answered questions, and we had a dynamic young soror who was going to graduate very soon in the next couple of weeks from Harvard University, a government major, she is minoring in Islamic Studies, Rebecca Gilmore, soror Rebecca Gilmore. So it was a great, great program. And give us some highlights, both soror Gloria and Natalie, from that dynamic program yesterday.
Just let me say this, Natalie, and then please pick it up. This portion is open to the public.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. Well, we covered so many issues, and it's, I think what the gist of it is that we as women, we have to start taking care of us before we can take care of anyone else. And Lula Christopher really addressed that head on, because everything that impacts, every law that's passed, all of these things impact women and families first. And we have to learn to recognize that because we are so stressed in our lives that we do not have enough time to think about the things that are impacting us and to take a stand against them. That's because we do not take enough time for ourselves. We're worried about family. We're worried about our children, our significant others. All of these things take precedent over the individual woman. And women will have to understand that when these issues come up and they're affecting us, we have to take the time to step out and think about us and how can we approach these issues that will better make us better health-wise, mentally healthy, and our families better off. And these women spoke to these things. We talked about the issues, the health issues in particular that affect us. We talked about diabetes, heart disease, obesity, whether you call it obesity, breast cancer, or you call it I'm overweight.
And mental issues, too.
Yes.
What about the issue on suicide for black women?
Yes.
We covered all of these. And our charge as women is to spread the word. First of all, your vote counts. And if we're not astute enough to realize this, then it's up to us as women who do know to take it to our sisters. Hold events, activities, whether it's in your home or in a library or a school, bring it back to our sisters.
I think what Sora Natalie is saying, and she really talks about what we shared yesterday. Again, I look at Lula Christopher, who talked about the 10 leading causes of death in terms of black women, including cancer, depression, diabetes, HIV, which apparently is a serious issue with older women who think that they don't have to worry about that, but that is an issue, obesity, STD, strokes, and violence as well. And then mental health issues were discussed by Marilyn Anderson Chase, and it's also oftentimes the undiscussable piece of health care that is very troubling because mental health issues are extremely important. She also talked about mental health issues 50% higher than whites, and black women least desirable in terms of marriage candidates, and what does that do in terms of the impact of your image of yourself, your confidence in yourself, and that can become a mental health issue. And then Dr. Winkfield, who I just admire so much now, having heard her yesterday, says that she spends a full hour with her patients, not 15 minutes, which is typically the regulated amount of time, because all these doctors have so many patients to see. She spends 1 hour with her her patients. She's the youngest of six. She's the only one in her family who has gone to college. She was a single parent when she started her MD, PhD program at Duke. She's now married, and just all the dynamics that have gone on in her life. So it was a wonderful experience. Again, this was open to the public, as all Delta Day events that have a public component to it, you can come. And you can hear live some of the issues that certainly we talked about. If you're listening to this now and you're in the Providence area from 5 until 7 tonight at the State House, they are having their Delta Days event, and you'll hear about issues specific to Rhode Island. So this was just a snapshot. We certainly could go on and on and on talking about these issues. I'm going to at some point post some of the critical bills, such as the Stand Your Ground bill that we are not supporting as members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, along with Gloria Fox. That is one issue that we are not supporting in Massachusetts, and we hope that it will be voted down. There is also a troubling bill that needs to be reworked in committee called the Three Strikes Bill in Massachusetts that also needs to be reworked before any piece of it is passed. We support an act related to anti-human trafficking and protection. We are also supporting an act to establish folic acid awareness programs for young girls and women. And we are also supporting House Bill number 1398. It is an act establishing paid sick days. So there are a number of bills that we are supporting. Again, Delta Sigma Theta does not endorse candidates. It's a 501c3 organization, but we definitely endorse issues. And if you're wondering about where do I go and where do I find all this stuff out about all these bills and pieces of legislation that I would like to learn more about, but I'm not well-versed in it, my suggestion is you call your representative in your particular state. You can go online and just say, where do I find my legislator? And there's a website out there somewhere related to your state, whether it's Washington or South Carolina or North Carolina, that will literally pinpoint your state legislature. And then you call that legislator's office and you ask that staff person, because you're not going to get the legislator, you're going to get the staff person, ask them where you can find bills specifically related to your particular area. And most importantly, where does your legislator stand on those bills? They either will get back to you, they'll talk to you live, but they will provide you with the information. And then you can go to websites like DeltaSigmaTheta.org, DeltaSigmaTheta.org, that's our national website, and there will be parts of that website open to the public where you can find out the issues related to Delta Sigma Theta and where we stand on those issues. You can go to NAACP.org, NAACP.org, and they will have a whole host of pieces of legislation that is related to civil rights, including a report card about how each congressperson voted on various civil rights laws and what that means to you and the impact to you. So there are countless websites out there that will either give you information about specific laws, how political officials have voted on those laws and what it means to you. And certainly Delta Sigma Theta is right up there in giving that kind of information. In closing, I'll start with Gloria and then Natalie. Share with us why you just keep getting involved and why, after all these years, are you still active, vibrant women leaders in Delta? Gloria?
Okay, well, I think at this point where I am a Delta dear, that I'm looking to work with our younger Soras, younger women in the community to share my experience and to back up and help them to move forward. It's the young generation that I'm looking at now and that I'm really concerned about. So I'm still active and will be active because once a Delta, always a Delta. working, as you know, to turn the reins over to our younger women. And also, let me say this, that Delta is looking for organizations to collaborate with. We are in this all together. So if you are an organization out there and there's something that you're working on and you're wondering if this will fit in with what the Deltas are doing or vice versa, please give us a call. All of us are listed on the Internet. You can reach us. You can talk to us. We will come to you. You can come to us because we're all in this together, and cool. We will win if we work together.
That's a great point. And, again, I want to give, before I turn it over to Natalie, big shout-out again to State Representative Gloria Fox. She is running for re-election. She is a great friend to Delta. If you are in Massachusetts, the state primary will be Thursday, September 6th, not Tuesday. Thursday, September 6th, 2012, we will be either voting on behalf of our representative. Also, the senatorial candidates will be on the ballot as well, leading up to our general election in November. Our national president of Delta Sigma Theta is Cynthia Butler McIntyre, and she presides over 200,000 women all over the United States and elsewhere. Natalie, in closing?
In closing, Delta is a phenomenal organization, and that was the reason why I was lucky enough to be a member. For me, social action, like the two of us or three of us, has always been, a passion of mine. And if I can do anything, if I can spread the word to women, the importance of them participating politically, then I will have done, I can rest knowing that I have done my job.
That's great. I have to sort of stop it there because our show has ended. But, boy, we could go on and on and on.
I know.
Natalie Carruthers Utley and Gloria Coney, thank you so much for being a guest on my program. Ladies, go have a great day, and let's get civically engaged wherever you happen to be. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. We will talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.